start on a position where the previous government has had in place a policy that Zimbabweans would not be deported even if they had no legal status to remain in the UK. But this did change a little bit with the ZANU-PF government winning a majority in parliament in the July 2018 election. And also, I would say the MDC in the power sharing agreement. This kind of watered down the cause of asylum seekers from the Zimbabwe community in the UK. Because on one hand, they are MDC supporters claiming asylum in the UK. But on the other hand, the MDC party is in government. So, you know, that created some confusion. But as far as things stand now, we have just come out of election, May 7 election here in the United Kingdom, which was won by the Conservatives. They are quite eager, of course, to reduce the immigration numbers down. And immigration is a hot issue here. They have put out an array of measures to ensure that this country does not become attractive to potential immigrants, and also that those who are here illegally can be easily deported.
Mr. Mbena, are you facing the same problems as people who are in London?
Yeah, I think the problems are almost similar. 4 years ago, South African government issued special permits to Zimbabweans, 245,000. But over the years, you now have more Zimbabweans that have been coming to South Africa since 2010 who are undocumented, who don't have any documentation. So that's a huge challenge, given also the xenophobia attacks that we saw in the last few weeks. Mm. And the South African government, this response in terms of Operation Fiela, purporting to be flashing, whereas it is targeting foreign nationals. We have seen a number of Zimbabweans that have been arrested, taken to Lundela, awaiting deportation.
Back to you, Mr. Taba. Do you see Zimbabweans managing to process their documents?
Usually, the Home Office will consider each case on its own merits. So we see, of course, if you have got a strong case, if you are genuinely in need of asylum or international protection, that will be granted to you. But suffice is to say that the government that is now in place, they've taken a hardline stance over the issue of immigration.
Let's turn to South Africa, Mr. Mbena. There are Zimbabweans who are supposed to regularize their status and were supposed to be deported at one stage. What happened?
Well, human rights organizations approached the High Court in Johannesburg, and the deportations were suspended for now, but the people are still holding cells in the deportation center we call it Lindela. But the other thing that is happening is, like I said earlier on, that quite a number of Zimbabweans are not documented in South Africa. With the melting down of the economy in Zimbabwe, we are expecting more people to be crossing the river to South Africa, illegal or otherwise. At the same time, it is now difficult for a Zimbabwean who is not skilled to apply for a work visa. Quite a number of your professional teachers in particular were using what we call a quota permit. This time it has been scrapped. It is now under the critical skills, and most teachers don't possess those skills. So a number of them couldn't renew their contracts, and they are basically now illegal in South Africa.
And Mr. Taba, what's the best way for Zimbabweans to regularize their status in Britain?
The best way and the only way possible is for them to be involved with the Zimbabwe democracy campaign, a human rights campaign. That's in as far as asylum is concerned. And then we are looking at Article 8, where we are talking of right to family. Those who are here have got a right to marry somebody who is a citizen of this country. They may regularize their stay using the right to family clause. There may be also issues to do with compassionate leave to remain, which is maybe given should somebody present with critical health issues which cannot be addressed in their home country. And then there is also the critical skills shortage avenue. There is also the student visa. People can apply to come to the UK to study here. So there are various avenues that are open to Zimbabweans here.